Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Delhi by Vandana Singh. The story first appeared in a 2004 anthology, Being Long Dreaming, which is a collection of post-colonial science fiction stories. Delhi tells a story of a bit of an outsider, a man living on the fringes of society. He wanders the streets of Delhi, looking bedraggled, and is often treated with suspicion and fear. But this man has fleeting glimpses into the past, into the future, and occasionally even interacts with those glimpses, with those people he sees. He believes that some of the interactions that he's had with people of the past might actually influence the future, influence the present. And so it raises questions about causality, about determinism, about the possibility of free will. There's quite a bit of this story that reminds me of H.G. Wells' The Time Machine. And this is because the author extrapolates certain social issues that are going on in Delhi. The idea that the police get rid of homeless people whenever there's foreign dignitaries visiting the city. And so he gets glimpses into this world where homeless people, disabled people, sick people, poor people are all living in the abandoned metro tunnels beneath the city while the surface above the city is gleaming, beautiful, futuristic, spaceships flying around and huge skyscrapers. While these people are imprisoned underground, they never see the sun. They're unhealthy, they're pale. It's really good social commentary. And throughout this story, it's interwoven with a lot of intrigue. There's a bit of an element of a search. He's looking for a girl, the image of who is printed out for him, and one day he spots her. And this is really interesting, the way that all this kind of comes together and how this is resolved at the end of the story. Or is it? Have you read it? What do you think? I'm on Twitter. It's at ShortSFReview. You can also follow me personally. It's at JL Cronshaw. I'm posting these episodes onto my website, which is johncronshaw.com. I'm also posting my own short stories. One of my recent ones is called Reaching for a Lalan, which is a fantasy story about a snow dragon. If you're enjoying these shows, please leave a comment on iTunes. So until next time, cheerio.